This is Matt LaFever with the headlines out of Mendocino County for Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. Union workers at Mendocino Lake Community College are set to rally today, May 8th, demanding increased support for the community from the college's Board of Trustees. Custodians, admissions staff, financial aid workers, and maintenance technicians will gather at 4 p.m. at 1000 Hensley Creek Road in Ukiah. Their goal? Addressing the significant challenges faced by Mendocino County residents. Recent surveys reveal alarming statistics. 22% of these workers have experienced homelessness, with 3% currently homeless despite being employed. Furthermore, 18% have turned to government assistance to cover housing costs. Veronica Leon, SEIU 1021 chapter president and college admission technician, emphasized the crucial role of education and community empowerment. She stated, quote, "Living in Mendocino County is getting harder. We want to educate local youth right here in their own community," unquote. Union members will demand fair negotiations with the college administration to confront these pressing issues. Union members will be wearing purple shirts with picket signs, chanting, and delivering impassioned speeches. And now to the Mendocino County coast. On the evening of May 3, 2024, Fort Bragg police officers on routine patrol in the 200 block of Cypress Street witnessed a vehicle speeding westbound. The driver abruptly turned into an alley on South Franklin Street, seemingly trying to evade law enforcement. The chase then weaved through city streets, with the vehicle eventually accelerating through a stop sign at Whipple and Chestnut Streets. What ensued was a 12-minute pursuit filled with multiple traffic violations, culminating at a dead-end road off Sherwood Road. The surprising twist? The driver was revealed to be a 13-year-old juvenile, accompanied by two other young passengers. All were detained, and the passengers were later released to their parents. The driver was arrested and transported to the Fort Bragg Police Department, where the booking process began. The juvenile was cited and then released to their guardian, cited for evading law enforcement. Fort Bragg Police Chief Neil Cervanka encourages anyone with additional information to reach out to Officer Baker at 707-961-2800, extension 226. And now an important update from the Ukiah Animal Shelter. Currently, the dog kennels are nearing full capacity. If you encounter a lost or stray dog without identification, such as a dog license tag, rabies tag, or name tag, please contact the shelter at 463-4427. Please consider holding the dog temporarily until space becomes available in the shelter's kennels. If you're able to bring the dog to the animal shelter located at 298 Plant Road in Ukiah, staff will scan for a microchip, take a photo, and share the dog's information on the shelter's Facebook page to assist in reuniting them with their owner. If transportation is not feasible, an animal protection officer can be dispatched to your location. They will scan for a microchip, photograph the dog, and share the details on the shelter's Facebook page. The animal shelter recognizes that these are challenging circumstances for pet owners, lost animals, and animal shelters alike. Any assistance from the community is deeply appreciated. And now for an exciting update on fire safety in Mendocino County. The Mendocino County Fire Safe Council has just announced this year's Micro Grant Award recipients. 17 fire departments and affiliated neighborhood fire safe councils have been chosen to lead critical fire safety initiatives in their communities. These micro grants, ranging from $4,500 to $10,000, will have a significant impact across the county, thanks to a substantial contribution from the PG&E Corporation Foundation, which nearly doubled the available funding to $50,000. Now for a closer look at some of the selected projects. The Albion Little River Fire Safe Council will organize residents into neighborhood groups to enhance wildfire preparedness. The Brook Trails Township Community Service District will acquire equipment for wildfire incidents, including a portable, collapsible water tank. The Covelo Fire Protection District will enhance its water tender capacity with a new water bladder and equipment. Projects like these are crucial for improving community safety and preparedness. For instance, the Fox Rock and Woodman Creek Fire Safe Council will work on fuel reduction projects to enhance emergency access and evacuation routes. These microgrants emphasized local collaboration, with most proposals incorporating in-kind contributions, such as volunteer hours and supplies. This amplifies the impact of these initiatives. This year's grant allocation of $130,622, significantly more than last year, will support a diverse range of projects aimed at bolstering fire resiliency and safety throughout Mendocino County. And that's the latest from Mendocino County. I'm Matt Lefevre in Hopland, reporting for KMUD News.